Hey there, kitty. What are you doing knocking on my door this late? Well, yeah, I can see that. But why are you paying me a visit? Not that I mind, of course. I'm always happy to see that adorable face of yours. But it's awful late for you to be coming over here and just to say hi. So, what brings you over here when it's well after midnight? What? Cookies? Wait, were you up late baking again? You and your late-night antics. I swear, I may look like a vampire between the two of us, but you're the one who causes all sorts of trouble from being up in the dead of night. Hell, I wouldn't be surprised if you were making scones that could raise the dead or something like that. Yeah, but I'm just watching a movie. You apparently were making a mess in your kitchen and creating more of your devilish tempting cookies. They definitely are. Everything you bake is sinfully good, and you're clearly an evil mage who made a deal with the devil for your unparalleled baking abilities. Seriously, I've had some intense dreams about that honey pudding you made me a couple months ago. I think that's the closest I've ever gotten to knowing what heaven tastes like. I mean, I'm not gonna force you to, but if you wanted to make some honey pudding for me, I certainly wouldn't say no. Actually, I might even beg you for it. Aw, you're so good to me, cutie. Though, I've got to find some way to repay you now, don't I? Oh, you have an idea? Well, go ahead. I'm listening. No, that does sound like a good idea. You know, you got a good head on your shoulders. Now get in here. It's starting to get cold out, and someone as cute as you shouldn't be shivering out there. Go ahead, take a seat on the couch. I'll grab us something to drink. Here you are. Now, do you, sorry. It's nothing. You look so happy getting all snuggly on my couch. It's really cute. Yeah. You're comfy, I take it. Well then, I hope that me sitting with you won't disturb your comfort, because I'm gonna sit right here next to you. I am. I'm gonna sit right here and steal my cute vampire bed pillow back from you, because I know you're gonna try to steal it again. Oh, really? Because I happen to have a very distinct memory of you trying to sneak this exact pillow out of my apartment when I fell asleep during our scream marathon a couple months ago. Yeah, right. That's what they all say. Just admit to your guilt already. Your adorable puppy eyes have no effect on me. You terrible thief. Not a chance, cutie. Fang is staying over here, right next to me. And far from your evil clutches. What? Fang? I already told you that I named him that. See, because he's a vampire and because he's got these cute little fangs. So, his fang. I don't care if it's an original. I think it's cute. No. No way. I'm not gonna let you hold him after you just diss his name. That's so rude. You're really holding the cookies hostage? Aw, how mean of you. How cruel, you absolute monster. Okay, fine. But no stealing him this time, okay? He's the only thing protecting me from the pain of sleeping alone on these cold, cold nights. Yeah? You promise me you won't? You pinky swear it? Alright. Then we'll trade at the same time. Well, duh. Obviously, I don't trust you. You may be cute, but you tried to steal Fang, and you just insulted his super cool name. Alright. Then we'll do the trade on one. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Yes. And now the cookies are all mine. Oh, these look good. What kind are they? Aw, my favorite. You know exactly how to steal my heart. You know that? Oh my god. These are so delicious. I think this might be the closest thing I'll ever have to tasting heaven. Are you actually trying to make me fall in love with you? Because you better be careful what you wish for. Because if you're not careful, you're gonna end up with my heart in your hands, and I promise that I'm quite a handful when I'm in love with someone. Stealing your clothes, leaving my stuff at your place, snuggling up with you all the time, annoying you for kisses. I'm the worst kind of menace, I promise. Hey, cutie. What you looking at? Yeah. I know you're looking at me, but you're not just looking at me. You have this look on your face. You're thinking something, right? And it's something about me. You know, you don't have to lie to me, cutie. Tell me what you're thinking. Come on, baby. You know I'm not gonna be mad or judge you or any of that. You can tell me anything. Hey, I mean it. You know I mean it. Tell me what's going on inside that beautiful brain of yours, cutie. I want to know what's got you all wrapped up in your thoughts. Closer? Yeah? I can move closer. Let me just set this down first. So, what is it? What's on your mind? Of course, darling. I'm all ears. What do you mean? Oh, yeah. I guess I am kind of flirty with you. Is that a bad thing? I guess it's just always felt natural to sweet talk you. Ever since we've met, I just felt this pull to you. It felt like I was a moth and you were the brightest lamp I'd ever seen. Be quiet, you know what I meant. But fine, then I guess that you were a dark corner and I was a spider that needed a place to make a web. There. Is that better? Is that more fitting? But seriously, baby, I mean it. Ever since that first day, I wanted to be close to you and be a little voice in your ear that can make you smile. Then we started talking more and spending more time together, and I couldn't help but get a little bit hooked on your attention. And because you always pay attention when I called you cutie and whispered sweet words into your ear, I just kept doing it. You would smile at me and nudge me in the side and whisper back to me, and it was, I don't know how to describe it. It was exactly what I wanted. Yeah, of course I do. I don't think I'll ever not want it. Just us being us together and always until we die. What do you mean? Huh? You want more? What do you mean more? Me? Does that mean that you want more of me? I mean, that is what you're saying, right? I'm not confusing this or anything. Oh, okay. You want to date me? You actually want to date me? Wow, that is not what I expected to hear. I can barely believe it. Huh? Wait, what are you doing? Why are you grabbing my shirt? Yeah, alright. You proved your point, okay? I believe you. Hey, that doesn't mean that you should stop it. Get back here, cutie. I want more of you. As if I could ever get tired of you. I'll always have a craving that only you can satisfy. Of course. And now that I've finally had a taste of you, that craving is only getting stronger. Come on, cutie. You know we both want this. You can call me a vampire if you want, but that doesn't change the fact that I still need more of you. You know, this isn't what I expected when I saw you at my door this late at night. But I think that this might be one of the best chaotic late night things we've done. Yeah. Now, since I'm obviously not gonna kick you out this late at night, hell, I'm not even gonna let go of you tonight. Why don't you just come here so we can cuddle and watch something together? Yeah, like I said, I'm a menace when I'm in love, and now you're gonna have to deal with me being a clingy and cuddly nightmare. There we go. Are you comfortable, baby? Good. Now, I've got one last request. I think that a few kisses will not satiate my vampire hunger. You know where I'm going. Well then, can I have what I want? Good. Come here, baby. You taste so good, baby. Be a good boy for me and give me what I'm craving. Don't worry, darling. I can do all the work. Just lay down. Yeah, like that. Lay down and relax, baby. I'll get what I want. Look what we have here. So cute. So excited already. I think this little cutie is also having a craving. Let's give it what it wants, right? Let me get on top of you, baby. I love that. Yeah, you're doing good, baby. Keep going like that. That feels so good. Are you enjoying this? I'm sure you are. Let me show you what heaven feels like. You deserve this, baby. For being so good to me. You're so cute. Keep moaning for me, baby. I wanna hear you. I wanna hear how good I'm making you feel. You're doing such a good job. Had you dreamed of this before? I'm sure you had. Your goth friend writing you like this? Any guy would dream of it. Consider yourself lucky, baby. Now you can have this whenever you want. Keep going like this, baby. I feel so good. You're such a good boy. I'm so proud of you, darling.